And sailing in on a tide of calm weather this morning, Anthony J. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall.
How are you?
Great. Happy Friday.
Friday's here, and tonight I am going to be live, Facebook Live, and we're going to have some interviews and stuff from the Sharon Playhouse, the opening of a brand new show, and always Patsy Cline. So I invite people to come out and join me. But I guess there might be some thunderstorms in the air when I'm in there between 6 and 8, huh?
Yeah, we mentioned that yesterday. And where is that exactly?
In Sharon, Connecticut, right here.
Okay.
That's where it is.
Yeah, for all of us, we're going to be dealing with those thunderstorms. That's still in the forecast, and the Storms Prediction Center, which is down in Oklahoma, they issued they call a slight risk. So we're under one of the elevated risk for storms later today. So definitely keep an eye to that. We'll definitely have some rain around. I mean, the storms will be scattered, but everybody will see some rain. We'll be dry for the most part for the first part of the day, and then thunderstorms will start to develop in the mid to late afternoon, and then we'll see numerous storms around the evening rush and into the first part of tonight. So when you're out there, keep an eye to the sky. Look out for lightning and some heavy rain and gusty winds that could blow through. So that could be something to be not overly concerned about, but just keep an eye out there. So you're going to have to deal with that, I'm afraid.
So I'm at risk then in between 6 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'd say for sure a good chance of storms then.
Yes, why not? Like, I guess I won't have to get a shower when I get home.
Yeah, a little Mother Nature's fireworks, a little excitement. If there's some weather enthusiasts there, they'll be talking about some of the storms coming through, I suppose.
Well, we'll see what happens, We'll see what happens. I'll be there tonight, and we hope a lot of people show up for the opening of Always Patsy Cline. All right, so that's the way it looks like for tonight. What about Saturday and Sunday, the rest of the weekend?
Yeah, those storms will die down late Friday night. And Saturday, we still have that cold front overhead. It's going to sort of wash out. So I think we'll just have fairly dry conditions in the morning and scattered showers, much more scattered than today during the afternoon on Saturday. Probably not much in the way of thunder or lightning to deal with. So more kind of a drippy kind of a day on Saturday.
And what will the temperature be like Saturday?
We'll still be in the 80s and still that touch of humidity out there as well. The good news is, though, we're going to get a little push of drier Canadian air Saturday night. So by Sunday morning, most of the area will be clear and less humid in the 60s Sunday morning. And Sunday during the day, we'll keep our fingers crossed that all of this will have cleared by that time. The most southern parts of our area will tend to be cloudier. But any rain, I think, will be more towards New York City and southern, like Westchester, south of our area. For the most part. In the northern areas, we should be good. Partly sunny, and we'll have highs upper 70s, low 80s for Sunday.
Well, so that doesn't look too bad then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll have to see what goes on. That's all I can say. Now my computer froze.
Yeah, but so it's going to be kind of I'd say, on a scale of 1 to 10, Saturday I give about a 5, or maybe even a 4. And then for Sunday, I'd give it about a 9. Or I should say, maybe let's go with 8 to be a little more conservative.
An 8 for Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have the dry conditions. And you're going to get rid of this sticky air across our area. And I mentioned also yesterday, there could even be a brief tornado in some parts of our area tonight, especially easternmost New York and far northwest Connecticut. So it's definitely be careful out there.
Well, that's when you say what time might that happen?
Yeah, I'd say between 5 p.m. to about 11 p.m. Anytime in that time frame.
So that's when I'm out there, so 6 to 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. But these thunderstorms tend to move fast, so you might get a quick hit of storms, and then maybe by like 9 or so, they'll be done.
I hope there's no tornado with the thunderstorm, because I don't want to wind up like Dorothy.
Yeah, right. But
well, we'll see what happens. The worst that happens is that there's a thunderstorm.
Right, right. And so it's Patsy Cline, right?
Patsy Cline,
Yeah, of course, yesterday Aretha Franklin passed away.
Yeah, Aretha Franklin. How old are you, Anthony?
I am 40.
All right, so you can appreciate Aretha Franklin. She was
a
kid who came out as a gospel singer because that's what the Houston Church. She fused gospel with blues, funk, and soul, and then sold it to an audience that was black, white, yellow, brown, didn't matter. Really an amazing, amazing artist. And she will be missed.
Yeah, and I know all kinds of music because, you know, I'm a DJ, so I play some of her songs and some of the older songs, even going back to the 60s and the 70s, and a little bit of country as well, I'd say.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend. You'll be working this weekend, and we'll speak to you again Monday.
Yes, we will.
All right, Anthony, take care.
Be safe, Marshall. Enjoy.
All right, bye-bye. Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center for Pat Pagano, and he'll be working this weekend and also again next Monday for Pat.